Proclamation number 0378 of 14th of April, 1938. Clarification of the precondition for the soul's union with God. Help the erring. If the Spirit of God stirs in you, then what was dead until then will live, the soul will arise and rise. It will leave its cover and always seek only the light, and what is then born of this light will never pass away in eternity. And so the Lord has given all beings on earth the ability to receive the Divine Spirit, when only the desire becomes lively and man sees an extraordinary task in his existence. Because the connection with the Divine Father Spirit must be established again and again in order to attain eternal life, the association will have to be preceded by a laborious work. The work of the purification of the soul, which is to finally receive the Spirit of God. This purification of the soul can again only take place when its desire turns away from matter, when it willingly gives up everything that has hitherto bound it, in order to exchange something far more delightful for it. In order to enter into exactly this connection with the Divine Spirit, nothing may decisively influence the soul. It must reflect out of itself on its task. It must want to progress on the way of the knowledge. It must also simultaneously put the will into action to unite with the Heavenly Father. The so formed will then always remains subordinate to the Divine Will. Afterward, the Spirit of God no longer permits a decline, but whoever once treads this path and is finally in the will of the Lord, remains connected with Him for time and eternity. The Lord will never leave such a soul to itself. The first requirements are fulfilled, and now such a soul strides constantly upwards and remains in the Divine Mercy Sun. But there is one thing it should not miss. To draw the attention of its own kind to the warmth of this Sun of Grace. For darkness so boundlessly shadows so many beings, that every child on earth who is gladdened by the Divine Spirit, is to turn to these full of mercy, so that the morning also breaks over these and many of them may go toward the light. The Lord will reward you 1,000 times over for the love that you give to these beings, because it is necessary to save all these from eternal damnation. And whoever has received the Spirit of God into himself will recognize how unspeakably difficult some souls are to untie, and will therefore meet them lovingly and give them what he is able to, so that like him, they may receive the Lord in brightness of spirit, to remain in him for eternity. Amen.